And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday that he would discuss with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu measures that Israel still needs to take to increase the flow of aid into Gaza during his planned talks in the country Wednesday.
It's also critically important that there be a clear, affirmative list of items, of products that are required for the well-being of people in Gaza, that there's a clear list, that it's well understood, and that we don't have arbitrary denials of products that need to get into Gaza.
Blinken spoke to reporters at a warehouse out of a Jordanian charity organization where aid shipments from U.S.-based charities are gathered. While there have been some improvements in the humanitarian aid situation in the densely populated enclave. That's according to Blinken, but much more needs to be done to ensure assistance reaches people in a sustained manner. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is stepping up his efforts to play a more prominent role in the Gaza conflict. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's recent high-profile meeting with Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was an attempt to quell growing domestic criticism of his complicated stance on the war. He has maintained Israel trade links while condemning Israel's war on Hamas. Turkey wants a wider role in resolving the Gaza conflict, and observers say Ankara sees an opportunity amid reports that Qatar may be preparing to expel the group. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pledged to launch an incursion into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are sheltering from almost 7 months of war. This is VOA News. The top United Nations court has rejected a request by Nicaragua to order Germany to halt military and other aid to Israel and renew funding to the UN aid agency in Gaza. The International Court of Justice said Tuesday that legal conditions for making such an order were not met. Germany argued at hearings in the case that it had barely exported any weapons to Israel since the offensive against Gaza started following the deadly incursion into southern Israel by Hamas militants on October 7th. The number of Russian soldiers killed in combat since the beginning of the full-scale invasion of Ukraine remains a secret the Kremlin goes to great lengths to hide. However, open-source research has recently yielded figures that show Moscow's losses have been heavy. Elizabeth Chernoff, or Cherneff, narrates this report.
Public information derived from obituaries in the local media give independent sources like the opposition media outlet Mediazona precious tidbits of information. Those added up to a figure of 50,000 Russian soldiers killed in action during these 2 years of war. Their investigation was based on open-source intelligence with the hope of shedding light on facts the Kremlin has kept hidden, at least among the sources it can control. Some observers believe the figures this research has yielded are much lower than the real ones. For Ricardo Marquina, Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been held in contempt of court for violating a gag order in his hush money case and are now ordered to pay a $9,000 fine. AP correspondent Julie Walker with details.
The ruling, a rebuke for the Republican former president who had insisted he was exercising his free speech rights and on his way into court before the ruling spoke out.
This is a hoax. This is a judge who's conflicted. Badly conflicted. I've never seen a judge so conflicted. And giving us virtually no rulings.
Manhattan prosecutors say Trump and his associates took part in an illegal scheme to influence the 2016 presidential campaign by burying negative stories. He has pleaded not guilty. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. House Democrats will vote to save Speaker Mike Johnson's job should Republican lawmakers seek to remove him from the position. Avoiding to repeat of when 8 Republicans joined with Democrats, the House's predecessor, former Representative Kevin McCarthy. Johnson's moving forward with aid for Ukraine as part of a $95 billion emergency aid package. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.